calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good evening. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. I've been trying to do this for a year and a half. This is getting ridiculous, don't you think? It's interesting to me. Within the last hour, I did get a phone call from David Tulis. You remember him. And it was an interesting discussion because one of the things he discussed is the fraud of the institutional church. So it's not just me. He's having the same issue. He's actually talking with people, including people within the PCA in Atlanta that simply do not want to dialogue. It seems to be that maybe it's a larger point, part of the PCA that simply is collapsing within itself, and it's kind of like, don't challenge me, don't question me, just go away. If you want to come in our club and play nice in our club, that's fine, but no challenge, and don't you dare bring up the scripture. That's apparently a common affliction. But it be of good cheer, because I still embrace the scripture and the Lord who wrote it. Not because I embrace him compared to how much he embraces me. I cling to him because he holds me. And for that, I am very grateful. And I am working on proclaiming that all the louder. I got distracted a lot today. It's a little bit cold outside. Other issues have come up. I'm pressing on. And pressing on with a determined attempt to proclaim the grace of the Lord publicly. The one of my new favorite birds besides dialosso that I've talked about the reconciliation that's required. It's parousia, to speak openly, boldly, and clearly. And that's my intent, and I'm working on that. And I love you, Dorothy Jane, and I'm going to make every effort to win my family back. I love you.